Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Joe at RT.ie. You may have seen the photograph on the front of the Irish Times on Saturday of Jeff Olsen and Annalisa van Bloom. They were married on Tara Hill on the Friday, Midsummer's Day, summer solstice, longest day of the year. And it was a very joyous and happy photograph. It was the main photograph on the front page. Now, unfortunately, things have taken a bit of a sour turn in terms of Ireland for Jeff and Annalisa. Jeff, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
What happened?
Yeah, so our videographer that was with us there on the hill had gone over to see the ruins on the Hill of Slain and had parked his car on the side of the road. And when they were up visiting the monument, somebody had broken into the car and stolen five bags that was in the back of their vehicle. And you know, most of that's just gear, can be replaced. It is how he makes his livelihood, so he's kind of been put off a little bit. But the video footage that he had taken from the day before up on the hill was taken as part of that robbery.
Oh, that was your wedding?
Yep.
Oh, God. So that's gone?
It's gone.
And it was stolen from his car in broad daylight at the Hill of Tara?
Correct.
Wow. Are the Gardaí involved, Jeff? Or?
Yeah, they are. And we had kind of continued on, you know, about our honeymoon and had, you know, gone off into the countryside. And we were over in Tullamore and visiting a castle. And my phone started ringing like crazy. And her brother Paul was basically trying to ring us up to break the news to us himself that, you know, and it was his words. He said, you know, it's just stuff that I'll probably be able to try to get that back. But I feel terrible that, you know, the video footage and everything that I'd shot up there on the hill was taken as a part of it.
I just wonder why we try and find a video, obviously, and of your wedding. Was there other videographers there, or people with phones filming? Would that, could we try and find some of those people? Because a lot of people do go to the Hill of Tara on the dawn breaking on the summer solstice. Was there anyone else there? Did you see with video cameras?
Yeah, there was probably additional 40 or 50 people that were on the hill. And looking back through some of the photos that our family members captured on their phones, we can see, you know, there are quite a few people that were filming the event and that were, you know, taking pictures. And it was a really magical ceremony. You know, our minister, and Dunellen, as it mentioned in the paper, and he did such a beautiful ceremony for us that, you know, we were kind of looking back and really looking forward to taking that footage home. You know, we have the eight children at home that are all, you know, kind of clamoring to see footage and to see the video. And, you know, they couldn't travel out with us, you know, for mostly for financial reasons. And then some of my family that was left back home as well, you know, and they don't know about it yet. They've seen a couple of little teaser shots that we've put up on Facebook and things like that. But they're all kind of really hoping to see some good video footage of it. And with the solstice sunrise, because the ceremony took place right as the sun was breaking over the eastern horizon. So the light was, it was just golden light, you know, and as Nick from the Irish Times, so the way that got on the newspaper was really an organic thing as well. We didn't even know that there was reporters there or photographers there, professionals other than the one that we brought with us. And he came up to me after and said, you know, I'm Nick, I'm with the Irish Times. Would it be okay if we, you know, published some of these photos that we took? And I said, that'd be great.
That'd be cool, yeah.
Yeah,
and he's a great photographer too.
Yeah,
So Jeff, the footage of the sunrise, you getting married at the sunrise, the professional footage of a once in a lifetime, you flew all the way to Ireland for the, I presume deliberately, you didn't just land up there early last Friday morning. You deliberately came to Ireland. Did you to get married and Tara?
Yeah, so we. It was an event that was about 3 years in the making. We first visited the Hill of Tara 3 years ago on the exact, you know, Midsummer's Day. We were looking, as kind of as the article in the paper mentioned, that you know, we were so enamored with the magic and the light and just the energy that we felt while we were on the hill 3 years ago, we kind of knew that we would always come back and do our wedding ceremony there. And we were not real, you know, traditional religious people, but we have a real strong connection and real strong bond with Ireland and everybody here. You know, our friends Linda and Enda have been so, you know, kind and gracious to us, and so we let them know that we're coming back and that we were going to do a hand fasting ceremony, and it was going to be, you know, sunrise, so about 4:56 or so in the morning, and everybody was just so great and excited, and so we kind of planned it for, you know, proper planning was about the last year.
And you planned the videographer, and now the videographer, what you didn't plan was for crime on Tara Hill, and that someone would land after 4,000 years, someone would land in Tara Hill from 2019 and break into the car owned by your videographer and steal equipment and irreplaceable footage.
Yeah, and it was the Hill of Slane.
Hill of Slane, okay, yeah.
But yeah, same point.
Same area.
We never saw that coming, and you know, as I told the people there at your station when they called, we were over visiting kind of what's claimed to be a haunted castle, and I was like, oh no, you know, we need to delete those photos we took and stuff like that. But then we didn't really know until we got back into the car and was able to get the call from the videographer.
And Jeff, is it of any use if we say to people who are there on Friday morning, if they would email photographs or video to us, we could then pass it on to you? I know it's not the standard that you'd want, or obviously maybe some people did stand there, but if you would you appreciate any photographs from, once you're in them, of course, or your
absolutely.
Family are in them?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. The couple of pieces that happened of the ceremony that were really key that we didn't really get on video except for what the videographer took was, we did a candle ceremony for our eight children where, you know, the hand fasting cord we had woven from eight ribbons that each of the children selected, and then we, you know, created this special braid with those cords. Mm-hmm. And then what we did very first in the ceremony, and this was at the suggestion of our minister, was to light a candle, and then while we were looking into the candle, we would say each of the eight children's names, a word that described them, and then what color or ribbon they had picked, and basically kind of pull their spirit and their, you know, their energy into the ceremony with us. And so we don't have any footage of that. We don't have any footage of a couple of the other...
Where your children are mentioned one by one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And Jeff, what age are your children?
They're 21 down to 6 years old.
Okay. And are they all living at home with you?
Yep, we're like a big Brady Bunch, basically. Okay. There's four on each side.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, okay. Yep. And where did you meet? Where did yourself and Annalisa meet?
We met on a school bus just over four years ago. She was the school bus driver, and my oldest son is special needs. He's an autistic guy.
Okay.
And he was riding her bus, and she pulled up to my house, and I walked on her bus, and basically the rest is history. So prior to that, had
and
no
why did you pick Ireland or the Hill of Tara for your wedding?
So yeah, that was it was kind of a really interesting thing where we were going to do a trip, you know, about a year or so after we met. We were trying to figure out where to go, and we wanted to do the summer solstice somewhere, and so we started researching, and we were originally going to do Stonehenge, but we saw that, you know, it's tens or 20,000 people go out for the summer solstice sunrise, and so we decided to pick somewhere more quiet.
Exactly,
that it was still
and safer, safer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And
where I'm so sorry, Jeff. This has happened to you on what should be. I know it was a magnificent, magical occasion, but the record of it, it's terrible. And that's been taken. Did the Gardaí, the police force, have they said anything to your videographer yet? Do you know?
Nothing yet. So yeah, they had passports stolen. They had their laptops.
Oh.
They had, you know, it was upwards of about $10,000 worth of, you know, bags and clothes and video equipment, and then, you know, the laptop and things as well. And they reported it, and then from that point, you know, they said, we're going to do what we can. See if we can locate it, but you know, don't really get your hopes up because a lot of times you can't find.
Give me the value again of the amount that was stolen from the Jeep.
Yeah, pretty close to $10,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Well, and then they had to, you know, they had flights out. I think it was on Saturday, but they ended up losing their passports, so they had to.
Well, that's a nightmare.
Yeah, it was a nightmare. They did finally get out thanks to the, you know, Irish Tourism Assistance Service, and Trinity College put them up for free a couple nights.
And, well done, yeah.
Yeah, and some dormitories, and so they did make it out finally yesterday, and they're in Portugal with basically the clothes on their back right now.
Oh, for God's sake. And Jeff, where are you now?
We're at a place called the Amethyst Bar out on Ackle Island.
Oh, lovely. And yeah, where are yourself and Annalisa heading next?
We're going to head up to Sligo.
Okay. Sligo town or Sligo... Do you know what parts of Sligo you're going to? You're based in the
town? We're
going
to go to Carrowmore. We're going to go to Knocknarea.
Oh, yeah. So you're going to all the ancient Irish tombs, are you? You're going to...
Yep.
There's a number of them. Okay.
Yeah, so we'll have seen them all.
You've seen them all.
Yeah, we went and did La Crue last week and just kind of, you know, go in. And we love the ancient sites and the ancient history here. And that's once we selected Ireland, you know, 3 years ago to come.
I understand that,
it was
yeah.
so magical. We're just
okay, well, I'm sorry this has happened. Hopefully we can, the Gardaí, I know, will be looking for that. There's no closed circuit television in that car park, is there, I wonder?
Nope, there's not. And they had to park on the street.
Okay.
They did talk to the neighbor there that lives right next to where their car was, and he said he'd talked to the Garda a couple times because this has happened, you know, quite a few different times, and that he's requested cameras be put in there multiple times, and that hadn't been done. And so he was an extremely nice gentleman and really helped them, you know, because they.
Okay, well, let the word go out. Hopefully, if anyone. But the problem is there's not a videotape. I presume it's a memory card or whatever. That's the small little.
Yeah, and he had his camera with him because he was taking photos up on the hill, but he had taken that card out, ironically, so he didn't lose it. And then he'd also made a copy as a backup onto a hard drive. So there's a Samsung solid-state hard drive that contains the footage and then also the original camera card as well.
But they were all stolen.
Yep, and they were all taken.
Jeff, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but I appreciate you guys putting the word out. You know, what's going on. And then, you know, like I said, if...
When are you heading back home?
We're going to go back on Friday.
Okay, and are you back on work on Monday? Or how, I know you don't get many longer. Well, what do you work at, Jeff?
I'm a cybersecurity specialist.
Okay. It's a pity,
Yeah, and we do have friends here that can kind of help and facilitate if, you know, something's recovered to do it. And then, yeah, like you guys mentioned, you know, we've set up a Dropbox or an online location that, you know, the people there at the radio station have access to. We would love.
Okay, we'll bang that in if we get anything in to joe@rte.ie. Jeff, enjoy the rest of your honeymoon as such with yourself and Annalisa. When is Annalisa back in work driving the bus? Is she still driving the bus?
Nope, she's full-time mom now.
Okay, to wait. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So it sounds like the two of you. It's hands on deck there, Jeff. So, Jeff, enjoy the rest of your stay. If you meet Jeff Olsen and Annalisa van Bloom on your travels in Ireland, would you please give them a big hug and commiserate with them? And if they're in a pub, I presume you don't take a drop of Guinness, do you, Jeff?
I do.
Oh, you do? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, the Amethyst is already taking care of my Guinness needs
okay.
for today.
Well, you look after yourself, Jeff. And first of all, congratulations and good health to you and your 8 children, to you and Annalisa. And safe travelling. And if we get any information, of course, we will pass it on to you immediately. That's Jeff Olsen. Safe traveling, Jeff, and thanks for talking to us.
Yes, thank you so much, Joe.
Okay, cheers.